The floor is yours.
Mr. President, let me begin by congratulating you on assuming the presidency of the Conference of Disarmament. Rest assured that Indonesia support to the conference. On this occasion, I wish to also appreciate Algeria's presidency for its efforts in developing a package of program of work of the CD and wish a fruitful outcome under Argentina's presidency. Mr. President, also for the rest of the non-nuclear processor states who have been faithfully committed to the NPT provisions, the development of disarmament aspect is worrying. We are witnessing, among others, the emergence of nuclear arms race and other WMD in conflicts and non-traditional security issues in the last armament architecture, the increase of defense budget on nuclear modernization, the widening trust deficit between processor and non-processor states, and the ignorance towards global concern of humanitarian and indiscriminate impact of nuclear weapon explosion. As the only multilateral disarmament negotiating forum, CD should serve to address all of the challenges related to armament problems. However, it is no longer a secret that the work of CD has been in 2.5 decades long of gridlock. The question of the relevance and contribution of the CD to the maintenance of international has been inevitably raised. On that note, Mr. President, allow me to emphasize the following points. Nuclear disarmament architecture. Nuclear disarmament is and should be highest priority. CD should immediately negotiate and eventually conclude a comprehensive convention on nuclear weapon instrument to prohibit their possession, development, production, testing, stockpiling, transfer, and use of threat of use, as well as to provide for their destruction. We should pursue the negotiation on phase program for the complete elimination of nuclear weapons with a specified framework of time. Indonesia sees TPNW as an adequate instrument to serve those objectives. Negative Security Assurance, or NSA, a multilateral process in reducing nuclear weapons towards a global zero. It is Indonesia's and other committed non-possessor nuclear weapon states' legitimate right for an early agreement on effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, and irrevocable legally binding security assurances. Despite previous commitment and numerous initiatives made, no single legally binding instrument is on the way to guarantee the attainment of NSA. In that context, we call on NWS to fulfill their promises. State as well as non-nuclear military, multilateral, and effectively very viable in accordance with the mandate of the CD's 1299. The future treaty should not confine the scope to only future production. Finally, a member of CD to build collective space. The exploration and use of outer space and other celestial bodies should be for peaceful purposes only and benefit all states. We urge the CD to commence substantive work on the prevention of armed race in outer space with the aim to achieve consensus-based legally binding multilateral instrument on this matter. I understand that in order to move forward, the CD needs to have a balanced and comprehensive program of work. Therefore, finalization of this program of work is important so that the CD could start. And for that, I call on members to exercise flexibility and construct. Mr. President, as we are heading towards the 50th anniversary of NPT, momentous for us to reinvigorate our political will, to use of this multilateral forum to fulfill our mandates in global. Thank you, Mr. President.